Just because I'm an expert hunter, does that make me a guide? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Patrick Kissel is a really interesting guy. He's a seasoned outdoorsman and guide, but restricts his world to fishing. Could he guide Alaskan hunts, which, by the way, is where he works? Yes. But he has a philosophy that makes him stick to the world of anglers.
I don't do any hunting. As you know, I work with Outdoors International and got fishing, and I was going to try and do some guiding down in Mexico this winter. I had a connection down in Sonora, but took this job and this opportunity instead, and I'm glad I did, you know. But yeah, no hunting, and I guess I get asked that a lot. You know, I hunt and fish, and I do about equal amounts of both, and I like them both the same. I wouldn't give one up for the other. But as far as guiding goes, I just feel like if you're on the river and your client loses that fish or doesn't catch it or spooks it or whatever, there's a lot of fish down there. Where in hunting, if your client misses his shot, spooks that animal, that might be the only one for the week. And I don't know. I'd probably be fine with it, but that's, I guess, just the difference is with the fishing, I feel like you get a lot more opportunities for that, you know, that high of catching a fish versus hunting. You might get one chance the whole week, and if it gets spoiled, it might be over. So,
like any good guide, he has a conscience and cares deeply about his clients. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.